This is Dr. Masucci. I'm dictating. Patient's name is Arthur, fourth, F-O-R-T-H, Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R. Date of birth is 5/27/1947. Date of service is 1/15/2026. Mr. Forth is a 78-year-old male with history of diabetes mellitus on insulin, history of chronic kidney disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, history of chronic pain. Multiple spine surgeries, who was admitted to the hospital. Because of confusion and weakness, patient was initially admitted. His Foley catheter was removed, was sent to rehab at Wellbridge of Novi, where he had to have catheter back again, has been, he was having problems with voiding. Patient was brought back to the hospital because of confusion and weakness. Was noted to have some purulent material from the side of the catheter that was exchanged. Patient was agitated, was admitted to the hospital, was started on antibiotics. ID was consulted. He felt that he has toxic metabolic encephalopathy, multifactorial, likely UTI related to Foley catheter, also acute and chronic kidney disease, and elevated troponin without EKG changes or chest pains. As mentioned, patient was treated with antibiotics. Given IV fluids. After recommendations from ID, antibiotics were discontinued. Foley catheter was changed. Encouraged oral hydration. He was put on Seroquel low dose because of delirium. Cardiology also saw the patient. Recommendations were to conservative management. Patient was also seen by neurology. PTOT were consulted. Patient was recommended to go to subacute rehab. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge in Brighton for rehabilitation. At the present time, he's laying in his bed, pleasantly confused, while by the bedside, denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He does complaints of pain in his back. He says that wife states that he has had multiple spine surgeries and has been on suboxone. He denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, chronic constipation, chronic back pain, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, chronic anemia, and intermittent urinary retention requiring folic acid. Pathological history has been significant for transurethral resection of the prostate, right knee arthroplasty, and spine surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, there is any palpitations. He had elevated troponin in the hospital, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, history of hypertension. Respiratory system, there is any cough, there is any shortness of breath, there is any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, he does have history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, history of urinary retention, history of having Foley catheter. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis, history of multiple spine surgeries. Neurological, he denies any history of TIA or CVA, history. He is pleasantly confused. History of delirium. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle round and reactive to light. External movements are intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart resonance was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Neurological, patient moving all four extremities, but pleasantly confused, laying in bed. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of delirium. Next, chronic back pain on suboxone. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Next, urinary retention. Status post Foley catheter. Next, chronic anemia. Next, DJD. Next, history of essential tremor. Treatment plan, patient admitted to well-bridge rehabilitation facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids, work with physical therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient again is Arthur Forth, F-O-R-T-H, Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, date of birth is 5/27/1947, date of service is 1/20/2026. Mr. Forth is seen in his room today because of having episodes of confusion and delirium, trying to get out of bed. He had been agitated at times too. He was on Seroquel at the hospital, which was stopped. He denied any chest pain, denied any headaches, denied any nausea or vomiting, denied any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart resonance was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, confusion / next, history of delirium, next, generalized weakness, next, diabetes mellitus, next hypertension, next BPH, next history of Foley catheter, next history of tremor, next DJD, next chronic pain, tree implant, discuss the patient about his symptoms, also discuss with his wife, will reinitiate Seroquel 25 milligrams at bedtime, will continue other medications, will check routine labs, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Susan Roth Vander, Roth dash Vander, Vander, Susan, Susan. Date of birth is 4/24/1951. Date of service. Date of service is 1/22/2026, Ms. Rothwender. They're very pleasant. Ms. Rothmander is a very pleasant 73-year-old female with history of mild dementia, anxiety, peripheral neuropathy, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, history of fibromyalgia. Was admitted to the hospital with generalized body aches and joint pains and severe anxiety. Patient. Patient has been seen in the ER prior with neuropathic pain and generalized body aches and anxiety. She was treated in the ER and sent back home, but then she presented back again, complaining of pain in her lower extremities. Patient lives alone at home and has some caregivers that help her. Patient admitted for evaluation, psychiatry was consulted as well as pain control. Her lab work was unremarkable except for the TSH being slightly off. Vascular ultrasound showed ankle brachial index was normal. Lower extremity Dopplers were normal bilaterally. X-ray hip was normal. Patient was treated for peripheral neuropathy. Lyrica dosage were adjusted along with Cymbalta. POT were consulted. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she does complains of pain in her extremities as well as her joints. Seems to be very anxious. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting. She said that she does have an appointment with a pain clinic doctor next week and supposed to get some injections. She denies any other symptoms or complaints. Past medical history has been significant for history of allodynia, history of antiphospholipid syndrome, anxiety disorder, coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, history of chronic pain, history of depressive disorder, fibromyalgia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of lupus, and thyroid disorder. Past surgical history has been significant for sinus surgery, also has back surgery, shoulder surgery, right, and sacroiliac joint injections. Social history, she quit smoking a long time ago. Alcohol, none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, also history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. She has generalized weakness. She does complaints of, she has history of neuropathy. Psychiatric, she does have history of anxiety / depressive disorder, history of fibromyalgia. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, total signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run reactive to light, axonal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized anxiety disorder, neck chronic bilateral lower extremity pain, next peripheral neuropathy, next mild dementia, next chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CAD, next history of CHF, next history of fibromyalgia. Next history of treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications as recommended from the hospital. I have consulted physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids, continue current medications, also keep her appointment with her pain clinic doctors, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Michael Trudeau, 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 Michael, Michael. Date of birth is 12/4/1941. Date of service is 1/22/2026. Mr. Trudeau is a very pleasant 84-year-old male with history of stage 4 esophageal cancer in remission, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, history of peripheral neuropathy, history of prostate cancer, and degenerative joint disease, who presented to the emergency department because of cough, congestion, not feeling well. Patient had a felt that he has aspirated a lot of phlegm with coughing, which has been clear. Was also complaining of some shortness of breath and difficulty breathing. He was seen in the emergency room. His white blood cell count was elevated. Chest X-ray showed bibacillar atelectasis versus pneumonia. Pleural effusion. Patient was started on IV antibiotics. So his pulse oximetry was low, started on oxygen. Possible, probable diastolic congestive heart failure. Also was noted to have new onset atrial fibrillation. But spontaneously converted to sinus rhythm. Patient was admitted to the hospital, treated with IV antibiotics. Frequent nebulized breathing treatment, was placed on oxygen. Was also started on heparin drip, diuretics were given. Echocardiogram was ordered. Patient was being monitored. He had an echocardiogram done, which did show moderate pericardial effusion. No clinical sign for tamponade. Possible pericarditis. His sat grade was elevated at 49. CRP was 224. He had a pericardiocentesis done. He came back negative for any cancer. Drain tube was removed. Follow-up echocardiogram showed EF of 55% to 60% with a small amount of trace pericardial effusion with constrictive pericarditis. patient was, he also had a modified barium swallow because of his significant coughing episodes. His modified barium swallow was normal. Hyponatremia was noticed, which was presumed to be secondary to hydrochlorothiazide. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was eating better. He was weak. He was started on colchicine. Eliquis was restarted. Recommendations are to repeat echo in 1 month, follow with cardiology. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he said that he's feeling better, feels weak and tired. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Overall, has been feeling somewhat better. Has medical history. Has been significant for esophageal cancer in remission. Next, hypertension, next gastroesophageal reflux disease, next peripheral neuropathy, next history of prostate cancer, next osteoarthritis, next mild obesity. Past surgical history has been significant for endoscopic mucosal resection of the esophagus, umbilical hernia repair, right hip surgery, knee replacement surgery, bunionectomy. Social history. Smoking, quit smoking 45 years ago, alcohol. Quit drinking 5 years ago. Allergies to warfarin and Motrin. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensitivity, denies any palpitations. It does have history of pericardial effusion, status post pericardiocentesis, next hypertension. Probable diastolic congestive heart failure. Next, constrictive pericarditis. Respiratory system denies any cough at the present. He did have cough and congestion prior to this. Denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, he does have history of esophageal cancer. His status post resection. Currently in remission. History of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, he does have history of prostate cancer, otherwise no complaints. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. Neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. He does complaints of generalized weakness / fatigue. He does have history of peripheral neuropathy. All other symptoms were reviewed and were found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, pupils were equal round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rales, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, pericardial effusion. Next, hypoxic respiratory failure, multifactorial. Next, moderate pericardial effusion. Next, constrictive pericarditis. Next, hyponatremia. Next, hypertension. Next, GERD. Next, history of esophageal cancer. Next, history of prostate cancer. Next, severe neuropathy from chemo. Next, mild obesity. Next, new onset atrial fibrillation. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage him to drink enough fluids, eat better, pulsate with therapy, follow up with his cardiologist, continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.